episode of The Last Angry Man. A podcast.
Parts of Iraq are stable, but of course, what we see on television is the one bombing a day that discourages everybody.
This may be the one thing that George Bush actually believes. Actually believes his wife is right. The one bombing a day. Let there be no doubt in your mind that this president is completely unaware of reality.
Bottom line is this. Congress's failure to fund our troops will mean that some of our military families could wait longer for their loved ones to return from the front lines.
Is this really what it means? Are we all going out of our minds? Are we all crazy? Does he think we're crazy? Is it really their fault, Congress's fault, that they won't be able to get home the troops? Is he using the troops now for political gain, for political reasons, to get his budget passed, his rubber stamp budget passed? Is he really doing that?
Others can see their loved ones headed back to war sooner than anticipated.
He really is doing that. He's using the hearts and souls of the American people again like he did with 9-1-1 to get the money he needs for the war. His war. It is his war, not ours.
This is unacceptable.
He's damn right this is unacceptable. He is unacceptable. How dare he come out yesterday? How dare he come out and say that this is unacceptable just because the Democrats want to put some conditions on this war, try to somehow bring an end to it, see an end to it? But somehow, this president seems to think that this is unacceptable. Let me tell you something. If this president vetoes this bill, when this bill gets back to Congress, they should never, as long as they exist, send him another one. He will have cut off his own funding for his own war. His own disaster will be cut off by his own veto pen. How about it?
It's unacceptable to me. It's unacceptable to our veterans.
How dare he talk about what's unacceptable to our veterans when after the Walter Reed tragedy, we know that all over this country there are hospitals in much worse shape than Walter Reed. It took him 6 weeks to get down to Walter Reed to see the problems over there. 6 whole weeks. It's only a few blocks away. And insulting. Talk about insulting. Adding 3 more months to every single troop who's there now. Every single troop is going to be going there. And calling up 13,000 more of our own National Guard. That, to me, is insulting. He has no plans of ending this war while he is still President of the United States. The war will go on for years at this rate. And what about the proper armor that never arrived for our troops in Baghdad? How about the surge, sir? Today they bombed the Parliament building. A bridge came down, and 150 Shiites were killed. How about it? The only surge in Iraq is the amount of people who get killed every single day, innocent civilians and American servicemen. That's the only surge so far in Iraq from this surge, sir.
It's unacceptable to our military families, and it's unacceptable to many in this country.
What's unacceptable, sir, is that you are, you're supposed to be, the commander-in-chief. Yet we find out you're looking to hire someone to take your place, a war czar, because no one's running this war. Now, what is a war czar going to do now? Who would take this job? I don't think anybody will. 3 generals have already turned it down. Why do you think that's happening, Mr. President? Perhaps, sir, you need a war czar because you've been busy. Busy being the most vacation president in the history of this country. James Carville.
Because this thing has gone on and on, and we're told it was going to be all this progress, and then we pick up the paper this morning in the last few days, and we find out that's overblown. We've had one, you know, kind of report of good news after another that turns out bad. And to tell you, the patience of American people is about done with this thing. The patience of the Congress is about done with this. And I got to tell you, these Republicans' patience is getting rather frayed.
As I said before, if you can't even describe what the war is for, if you can't even make a sentence, you shouldn't be waging war, Mr. President.
The Democrats who pass these bills know that I'll veto them. And they know that this veto will be sustained. Yet they continue to pursue the legislation. And as they do, the clock is ticking for our troops in the field. In other words, there are consequences for delaying this money.
Mr. President, there are consequences to everything in life. Look at Don Imus. But look at you. You will go down in history as probably the most dangerous man ever to be President of the United States. And you know why you're dangerous, sir? It's not because you can't make a sentence, though that is kind of frightening. You're dangerous because you've lied to us so many times that we don't know what's true. We don't know what to believe with you anymore or anyone in your administration. And that is what's so scary. God forbid something really did happen. They need the backing of the American people. I'm not sure they're going to be there. And perhaps your wife really does believe there's only one bombing a day in Iraq. Some of us know better. First lie you said was the Clintons tried to steal everything from the White House and you never said it didn't happen. And it was full steam ahead with lies from there. And from then on, you continue to lie to us to this very day. There's been too many lies, and everything is veiled in secrecy. No wonder no one trusts you anymore, Mr. President. Don't you get it? The people of this country do not know when you're telling the truth or not. And that is all you're doing. Sort of like Richard Nixon.
Sort of the reason why Richard Nixon left town. Richard Nixon. George Bush. Richard Nixon.
From the podcast, Capital of the World, this is The Last Angry Man. Thank you.
This is a Republican war. This war was President Bush's idea. He's the one that implemented it. It's his strategy, and he's going to have to deal with this. And the Democrats are saying, you know what? They're going to want this Iraqi parliament to step up. They're going to want the president.
And you wonder why I'm the last angry man.